the light, everyone. I am your fishwife, and these are my wolf brothers.
I will be your blind eyes, tell no lies, Sadaez.
Okay.
And I will be your fire, Sadaez.
Ooh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. There we go. Clock's ticking. We're going to start off with Jeremy tonight.
Sounds good.
Well, I'm going to start off with a question for you, Justin, because I wanted to know, you got your psychedelic scene. Did you love it? Was it everything you hoped for?
What?
Matt's little tea drinking scene. Didn't you love it?
That's not what they were talking about.
That is exactly what they were talking about. That is 100% what they were talking about. And it's going to be terrible. I, you know what? That whole scene, I think that's setting up how he gets his ability to be a very good general and maybe his luck. I bet that's it. And I don't think you're going to see the Aelfin in the Aelfin. I don't think Moraine goes in there, and I don't think she traps Lanfear with her. It doesn't happen.
I think we're going to get one doorway and one of the races of Finn, I think, because I was listening to what some of the things that Rufus Jonathan was saying. He did a Q&A today.
Oh.
And they were asking about the Finn and stuff, and he was like, which Finns?
Donal.
So it was kind of like, yeah, that's what some of the people were like, well, yeah, Donal, right? But yeah, it, you know, I don't love that, but I mean, if they have to do that instead of the Finn, like, I get it. I think that a lot of people might not get the Finn.
Yeah, I think after last...
I don't get it.
I would be sad, but I mean, I would kind of understand.
We know you don't get it. After last episode, I would say this episode's kind of a letdown. Other than seeing Haley Mills, Miss Bliss is the one who actually has the prophecy. this one was kind of just a letdown. It was a big lore dump. We got a lot of lore for the movies, the TV show. Not a lot of lore for book. I mean, it is book lore, sort of, but it's twisted and changed and stuff and whatnots. And yeah, this one might be a D.
Woo!
Not a C.
Ouch.
My first D. Yeah.
God, you're so funny.
Wow.
Why did you love this episode?
I'm not going to say love, but I didn't hate it. I mean, it's like you said, it was kind of a hot mess. It's really nothing like the books, but I'm here for it because it's a lot of things that they kind of had to clean up from the first two seasons. And I think they did a good job of making it not feel haphazard. You get the foretelling, which is really cool.
By Miss Bliss.
I don't well, who's Miss Bliss? I don't get it.
By one of the... by the parent trap. They got...
Oh, gotcha.
She got parent trapped.
Okay, gotcha. She got parent trapped. Yeah, she got dragon trapped. So you get to see that Suan and Moraine didn't want to like be tower bound, and then they were there for the foretelling, so obviously that kind of changed their life. Was Guitara the keeper, Jeremy? Or was she just like a...
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'm going to have to look that up and get back to you.
I thought she was the keeper, but I could be totally wrong.
You might be right.
And also, you get a difference in, you know, I mean, it's something that I totally get because she's like, tell no one, because then they'd have to explain how in the books, several people knew and then they all died. And so
you said tower bound. And all I can think of now is East Tower Bound, loaded up and trucking. Moraine's going to
do
what
they say can't be done.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Eastbound, just watch old bandit
run.
Coming this summer to the WB, Moraine and the Bandit.
Oh wait, wrong one. That's not.
That's right. That's right. When I get home, I'm gonna punch your mama straight in the mouth because ain't no way you're my kid.
I think that they did a lot of things. It's like Dez said, you know. The last episode really moved the story. I guess the last two really moved the story forward. And it's like, it's almost like it's like a roller coaster. You know, the first season's like going up. And then like, they kind of crawl to the top and they hit a little bump like, oh, that was fun. And then now they're kind of building again. You can really see them building to finish up the last episode to get everybody where, like I said, it was a hot mess. It had so many divergences from the books, but I can't really be mad at any of them because they all make sense to what they've been doing. So what do you think about Guitara being...
It's not that you have to be mad. You can just not be impressed with it.
Hold on, Jeremy.
Oh, did I lose? Oh, hold on. I'm gonna drop the video. That should help.
Now we can't hear him.
Lost him completely.
All right. Well, while Jeremy's coming back,
Well, I was saying, like, Leanne is dressed for war. Like, I mean, they did a lot of stuff, like, you called it Dez. Like, they moved the story forward this hugely in this episode, you know?
Yeah. This was a good episode, except for that we had so much dump early on that we were finally starting to pick up steam, and we all knew episode 7 was going to be a deep breath before episode 8.
Right.
And so, like, I'm not mad at it, but just because of the flow of the season, of how long it took to get going, that, like, to have to one more time was just kind of like, but this one was, you know, for me, super interesting and super cool, but I was just like, oh, fuck, we got to do this one more time before we get a big episode, and then we're just fucking done, which is a huge bummer. Like, I wish we were picking up steam for, you know, a big two-parter coming in to close the season or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
But this one was, like, you know, early on, it was just kind of catch-up dump, so it was like, but this was, like, at least moving forward dump, which was cool.
And it had some really good stuff in it. Like, like you said, it's like you get some Lan and Rand, duty, face it on your feet. You get the cat crosses the courtyard. You get kind of Rand doing, like, get off me. And he, like, names the sword form. So you're, like, seeing that he's been practicing sword forms. You get a little bit of him and Lan. It's not enough, but at least we get some of it. Like you said, catching up. I wrote Rand will be her fishwife.
The way he whips that sword off, though, that was impressive. I mean, that was,
yeah,
that was the actor. Like,
I think they're trying to show you he's been practicing.
Yeah, but they haven't showed anything as far as, like, him actually practicing. He just talked to the guy. That was it. I don't get why.
Yeah, it happens off screen. Just ask Randy Jafkins.
Oh, okay. You have to use the illusion of your mind.
Well, because they have been talking about forms a lot. Like, we haven't seen him practice them, but he's been discussing it. So, you know, it's easy to imagine that he's been practicing some since he can discuss it educatedly. So, you know, and I can see why they're kind of, for the show, they're like, oh, just wait for it. Like, oh, you just wait till he gets to
form. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's
going to be
coming,
so dope. Like, we don't want to give it away.
Yeah, just wait. It's going to get better. It's not good now, and it hasn't been for a while, but just wait. It's gonna get good.
All of my notes are just the groupings of people. It's just like Rand and Amyrlin, Matt and Lanfear, Nynaeve and Alana, Egwene and Rhaena, Leandrin and Moraine, along with Bartholomew.
It's not Barthanis.
Well, he's fucking dead now, so it doesn't matter. Is he dead?
Well, he's not dead yet, but...
Is he dead?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe.
He's locked up.
They did line up a bunch of guys with spears outside of his... cell.
Yeah, that was really firing squatty, but with stabby stabs. So
yeah,
how do we think she got Matt to foam?
That's what I was just gonna ask.
Enter the dream in the flesh, Waygate traveling. What do we think? I mean, obviously off screen, so they can fucking tell us next year. But
can I just say one thing though? She's in a very smart pantsuit when he wakes up, like that outfit. And if you look in her ear, she's totally got like a
Bluetooth,
one of those Samsung Bluetooths.
That's so the Forsaken can talk to her.
Yeah, Ishmael's like feeding her lines from the back.
Nope. That's direct line to the Dark One. Any other fatties? Any other fat nerds catch the donuts? I did.
Yes,
I did.
I was like, that guy's frying donuts.
I was like, donuts? They look fire. There was a little farmer's market up here by us, and we'd go grocery shopping in the store next to it, because like every other week, dude had mini donuts there, like Pike Place, but infinitely fucking better, and he made his own like dipping sauces. Oh, it was so fire.
Yeah.
I love just plain donuts. I'm super weird. I love plain donuts by themselves. I don't want sugar on them, nothing like that.
You've always been that way. You liked fucking almond like fritters when we were, not almond fritters, like.
I like pancakes just by themselves with butter. That's it. I don't put syrup on it or anything.
Oh,
he's super weird.
Real butter on pancakes?
Real butter. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Fuck yeah.
And no, but no ideas? How do you think she got him to foam? I think World of Dreams, some kind of fleshy World of Dreams type of thing.
Well, I was going to say that she traveled with him, you know, like in the books. But then at the very end, when they all leave, they go in a waygate. And I'm like, why would she go with a waygate? That's so slow for her.
Because if she travels in front of Moraine, then Moraine will have the weave for traveling.
I suppose so, yeah. You know what? Didn't even think about
that. No Aes Sedai can travel yet.
That's true.
No Aes Sedai can travel yet right now. Dude, Elaine put her queen voice on, did she not?
But she could invert the weaves.
See that? Oh, I have a question about that later. Hang on.
Okay, okay.
For real, I literally have a question. I literally wrote it down. I'm like, ask Jeremy about this.
Okay.
Elaine put her fucking queen bitch voice on. She's like, no, we tried it your way. You're going to fucking listen to me now.
Yeah.
Like, her voice wasn't all like, I made toilet wine. It was like, you need to shut the fuck up, Nynaeve, and listen to your queen.
And Nynaeve gave her that look like, mm-hmm, well, we'll see.
She fucking listened, right? Oh, while I'm still thinking about it, the actor that plays Rena their preferred pronoun is a they, so I'm not really sure, but that person is killing it as Rena. I mean, they are just amazing.
Every time I see her, I think
them.
That like if you found out that she played like some college basketball, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Oh, totally.
Because she's like tall and athletic, or maybe a volleyball, yeah. Something like that. Maybe it's the braids too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very tall. That when they pick Egwene up by the throat, it's like it's oh god, like you seem like they seem like they're like 6'5".
Now see, I didn't like that. Did you like that?
Yeah, why not?
She doesn't have any power. She didn't use the power. There's no way up. I don't care how strong you are, unless you're incredibly strong. You can't pick someone up by the throat with one hand.
She wasn't channeling at all, like through
no
Egwene or anything. No.
No, no, I don't think so.
I like it. I like watching people be badass.
I like when people pick people up by the throats, even though it doesn't make any sense at all.
I like Fast and Furious movies. I can get on board with that. That's not a problem at all.
You know what? I've never seen other than the first. We went over this last week, didn't we? I've only seen the first one.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We did. Or maybe it was on the Patreon.
It might have been.
Check out Patreon if you want to hear me. I think I ended up cutting some of that out.
I know. I ruined it. I made you have to go and actually edit that episode.
That was really good. I was worried, God, am I going to have to cut a lot just to like, you know, have some of the movie? But we actually did a pretty good job. We bounced around a lot. There's plenty of good stories.
We did?
We did. I think we went back and forth. Like,
okay.
Like, because I was prepared. I was like, as fun as it was telling stories, like, I might have to chop this up a little bit just to, you know, make sure that we talk about D&D a little bit. But I thought it was a good mix. So was anything in this, did you notice anything that was from the books, like literally anything? Like, and I'm fine if there isn't, but was any of this in, even Rena taking Egwene out to practice, like I don't think that happened.
Nope.
No.
So the one thing that was when Elaine and Nynaeve capture the Suldam,
yeah,
and they put the collar on her, that is from the books.
Okay.
Their original plan is one of them is going to wear the collar, the other one is going to wear the dress, and it's going to look like they've captured someone and they're going to try to sneak into the kennels. And at the last second, Nynaeve is like, I can't force you to put this on. Like, there's no way I wouldn't wear it myself. I'm not going to make you do it. And so at the very last second, they figure out like, I bet we can snap this on a Suldam. And they totally do.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that from the books. I wasn't sure how closely it was. Because, yeah, for a minute, I was like, oh, yeah, they put it on each other. They totally Chewbacca this.
And then she pops it off and like, oh, she's free.
Exactly. Smash.
Yeah, that was straight from the books, and that was pretty wicked, dude, the slapping.
That would be hilarious.
Thing.
How about the Moraine shielding? Like, is that how does she get untied from the book? Like, we can talk about it now since it's done in the show. It doesn't matter how they did it.
Well, that doesn't happen.
But she gets, I thought she got.
Doesn't happen in the books.
Oh, she doesn't get shielded at all in the books?
No, I mean, you know, and she gets detained in a way, but not like that, so.
I thought she got cut off. Oh, she gets totally cut off, and then they figured out how to even. No?
No.
Well, what have we been talking about for the last 2 years? I don't remember.
So Suwan has an issue at a certain point. They say Ivan, you know, he's like, he says, don't trust, I don't trust so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, you maybe want to, I don't trust Varen. And you may want to follow that. which one of Alana's warders do we think are going to die?
Hopefully both of them.
I think Blondie is. We've been spending a lot of time with Blondie about wanting to go back to the farm. And like,
oh, you know what? You're right.
He's being boo-boo, so they're going to let him out the old-fashioned way.
He's being boo-boo.
By slicing his fucking throat.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much on that one, too.
so back to the Ishmael and Matt thing. Yeah, that scene sucked because I just wanted more. The fact that he was supposed to get a vision of 1,000 lifetimes and all he did was see his mom from this lifetime bitching about him. That doesn't really tell us anything about his past lives. It just says that he wants to make this life better, but not based on anything from his past lives. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Yeah, I didn't really, that was one of the things I didn't love either. I mean, you just get some Easter eggs from the books, like Matt hanging and...
Who was he drowning?
I don't know. I was going to ask you the same thing. Who do you think he was drowning? His dad, maybe?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out either.
I couldn't even tell if it was like a male or female, so...
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. I didn't like it.
Some rat fuck.
Yeah, I love how Lan is kind of like being cool now and Moraine's just like, super petulant. And just the distrust of everybody is starting to get high. You know, the plot is definitely thickening. They mentioned caging Rand. Do we think Swan could be the box bringer, Jeremy?
You know what? No, I don't think she'll be around because...
I'm starting to not like Swan a lot. I also thought Swan was going to get murdered at the end. I mean, she was like,
yeah.
She was like trying to tough up on Lanford, like, fucking settle down.
That's the one thing that I do think they're going to keep. I think that they're going to depose Swan and then Elida is going to come into the picture.
I think it's going to be that Shora actress. I saw a picture of her in all red and she just looks like a perfect Elida.
I keep looking at this picture of the actress who plays Egwene with a metal pacifier in her mouth. As you're standing out in the hot sun with this metal pacifier in your mouth going, I could have gone back to school and been an engineer.
But you know what, though? I totally get what you're saying. Like, haha. But like,
I'm working for Amazon.
There was a real easy way that could come off as like stupid or juvenile. And it comes off as like fucking horrifying to me every time I see it.
Yeah.
I don't, because they have to hold it in their mouth. Like, put this in your mouth. Now hold it. Don't spit it out.
Well, but they don't, though. It's like, I think it's locked.
Well, you might as well just shoot holes in the whole magic theory itself for not suspending your disbelief. It's a Turing reel, dude. So come on.
Who says that? Nobody said that.
You don't have to say it.
Yeah, I think it's basically part of the collar. Like, they can take it on or off, but I think that, like, once when they put it in there, I think it basically gets locked to the collar.
I think it's like Maggie from The Simpsons, and they have to, like, suck on it. it's their whoobies, and they're like, oh my god, you need to be like pacified.
It's definitely an NFL mouth guard painted gold. I mean, that's that's just a fact, but we got to get past that.
I thought it was those kazoo ones that you could like blow in, they go ring.
Oh god,
that one, that would have been so much funnier.
How does Bartholomew become part of Ishmael's army? Like, is Ishmael really just like
dark friends are everywhere, bro?
It's true, they are.
He's just a whiny prince. Like, I mean, I guess, I don't know, I just,
that other lady was a slutty bartender. It's fine, all walks of life.
Yeah, everywhere you gotta have him high and low, man, come on.
Oh, you're right.
Anybody who wants to like raise their lot in life could be tempted, you know what I mean?
How do you get, do you just pray to him like you pray to the devil and he just shows up to help you? Like, how do you just like bump into Ishmael so he can hook you up for...
Never brought it up.
Come on, like, now you're just getting way too deep. Even too deep for Robert Jordan.
I pray to the Dark Lord Ishmael. If you shall help me, I will be your servant. Now I want to watch the opening scene of the season and see if he's one of the table dudes sitting around the table.
Oh, I bet he is.
I kind of was thinking that too. I was thinking that too. There was one point I was like, oh man, was there any like, you know, carrying in clothes, style clothes in that?
Is there something, you know, wearing dark fringe? Really dark blue with a rising sun on them somewhere? Probably. It is weird that they all wear blue, right? Like the whole city just wears blue.
That is weird.
Maybe it's their country colors. Maybe it's the colors.
I mean, I always wear red, white, and blue, but most people in the United States can wear different colors.
These colors don't run. You know what? I really wish, when she's like, you're going to be so strong, I wish she would just leaned over and said, Nynaeve is 10 times stronger than you. You're pretty strong. Nynaeve is 10 times stronger.
He's going to fucking destroy you.
Like, there are so many memes about that. It's hilarious. Dude, Hamed, Loyal is so much better this season. I love it. He's so much better this season. It looks... That dude is really dope as Lael. I love Nynaeve. Your name sings. Yeah, now in his ears. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Move so along. Great. Move along.
Yeah.
Well, dude, and the scene with you guys didn't even bring it up. The scene with Matt and Ishii. Is this a sex thing?
Yeah.
Or is this a murder thing? Either way, can we get to it? Because I'm done with all of the blah 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 blah.
Fuck me or kill me, but let's get it done.
Like that. He's like. Seems like such the concerned uncle when he's like, don't you want it to end? Matt, like, yeah, totally. Like, really fast.
Yeah, man. That tea was not very good.
And when what is with the 15-minute thing?
Well, you got to let the tea steep, man.
You got to steep the power into it.
God.
You don't get the chamomile. You don't get the chamomile notes if you don't give it a minute.
Yeah, you got to really let it breathe a little bit. Hopper does not like lady-on-lady violence.
No.
He's very upsetting.
At all.
She got jumped the fuck in, baby. That was...
I know, I didn't get that, but they're just trying to, again, Jeremy's, I hate to keep going back to it, but the lack of subtle storytelling, you have to kind of beat people overhead with, like, the Aiel are really different. Their ways are different.
Yeah. We have 5 minutes to show you this.
I wish they would either subtitle it or not subtitle it.
I know.
The occasional subtitles is annoying.
You didn't like the one hand gesture that said, the one hand gesture that she puts out that goes... This water that's always here, this water? One hand gesture.
Yeah, why wouldn't she just say that out loud? Like, she says a lot more in front of Perrin. Why wouldn't she just be like, woo, it's wet out there? I don't know.
Do you guys think that all of the Forsaken that we have seen are in their true form? Do we think there are any Forsaken popping around that are imitating other Forsaken?
Well, I'll answer that for you because I watched the preview for the next episode. And Dez, I don't know if you watched this, you were totally right. The statue things inside the room, those are the seals.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. They intimate it at least in that. Yeah.
I tried to watch it, but then I was like, I got to get my shit up and running. So I pressed play on it and then I started running around and closing windows and turn on recording and stuff and ended up missing it.
I thought Rand's eyes were going to turn yellow. He was getting all Sith for a second. He was just, when they shielded him, he's just like,
Oh, and we got that explosion on the bridge too. It wasn't the map blowing up.
It was Lanfear.
Yeah.
Guys, I knew Barthanas' little, like, I mean, he still is a puss, but like his meekness is an act.
Yeah.
And then I love how his mom was listening to him, like, you got to kill her.
Yeah, of course they have listening walls in that fucking building. Like, really?
Yeah, Kyrian, it's, God damn it. How do you say it, Jeremy? Kyrian?
Kyrian.
Kyrian is all about secrets in Daes de Mar, so of course there's going to be listening stuff.
Yeah, it's like Downton Abbey in there.
So do you think we get, like, everybody, like, is Bail Dolman going to come back in the next episode? Like, is there...
I don't think so.
You think he'll roll up on shore?
I think for a short moment he will be, yes. He's going to help somebody escape.
You know what's going to piss me off is they're going to spend 50 minutes getting to Falm in the next episode, and then it's going to be a 10-minute battle.
Yep. Sure enough.
It's going to be so annoying.
Do you guys think that on the ball gags, there's a ring pop on the end? That would be so cool.
Yeah, but it just tastes like copper. Or tinfoil. It's like biting tinfoil all day.
She puts it in her mouth. She's like, oh, wait, I had watermelon. This is watermelon? This is your ring pop. Sorry.
You're going to bleed to death anyways. Get used to the taste of copper.
Yeah, when you're a good Damani, you get the butthole flavored one. Ew. So Rand, it just kind of appears in Telen Riad. How do we think he gets there?
Well, she pulls him in.
When he goes to, like, ask Lanfear for help?
Yeah, she pulls him in.
No, because he goes looking for her, though.
He goes looking for her, kind of.
Yeah. That's right, because he's just sitting on his knees in the cell. I was like, oh, he must have just taken a nap.
He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure the Forsaken don't want me, you know, shielded here. You know?
Well, he just knew that if he fell asleep that she'd come find him.
But the whole time, like, every time we cut back to him, he's just sitting on his knees in the cell.
Yeah.
So unless he took a knee nap.
Yeah, you can take a knee nap. I've done it. It's possible.
Yeah, tell you what, if things go true to form, he's going to take naps in a lot worse places than that.
Yeah.
I just want to close my eyes and sleep. So Ishmael just wants to fucking everything bagel this world, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that what he's after?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely. When Lanfear, Jeremy, you said something about inverted weaves. When Lanfear is like walking through the city, first of all in silver, just wrecking shop. Oh, that was awesome. I did like that.
That was cool.
And what do you think her, like, you didn't really see her weaves at first then. So are like, is it true power inverted or just?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that. It might be that, or it might be the fact that.
I mean, you see him at the end. You see him at the end when she kind of clenches the fist and breaks the door thing or whatever. But
yeah,
before that, you don't really see any weaves.
I think it's just that costs a lot more money.
True.
It's like she has to like get the weaves going, but then once she's like filled, she's just like pew pew pew, like no problem.
She was pew pewing. She did finger guns.
Pew. Yeah, exactly. One power finger guns. Where can I get some of those?
I want to be finger banged by an Aes Sedai.
Well, and I love that. Okay. She's not an Aes Sedai. That's forsaken finger bashing.
I just want to be finger banged by the one power by anybody.
Gross. Seems cleaner. Seems safe.
Those nice straight weaves.
Yeah, no STIs there, buddy. I love how he comes in and just lies to Loghain straight away to get him to be like, what do you see? Here's the key. I was lying. Just kidding. I'll take you to the tower. He's just a dick.
Yeah, that was kind of low for Lan.
Well, yeah, that's true. I like Avienda's. She's like, so you have a ring on. That means you can't lay with another woman. Bane will be disappointed. Yeah. Shyad will not care. She won't care. Did you guys see her when she was like, when Perrin was like, there's someone kneeling over there?
Yeah.
Like, I totally saw her. It was hard to see her, but I could see her.
Well, I saw her after he pointed it out. I didn't see her the first time.
Oh, no. I saw when they were walking up. She was up on the left-hand side. At least one of them was. I don't know where they're both at, but she's like, you see good for a wetlander. So they're setting up a lot of stuff. You know, oh, Perrin's eyesight has changed, you know, but the Aiel are almost as good because that's what they do. And they're also really good at hiding. They're not telling you his parents smelled her first. He's like a bear.
Jeremy, I'm kind of surprised that you're able to record this episode from rolling your eyes so hard at we would have been better off if the dragon was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I felt that, like, in my bones.
That was never going to happen.
I kind of lied. I'm not going to lie. I fucking rolled. I rolled my eyes too. I'm like, we really going back to that? I thought we were done with that shit.
Can I just say to you, Leandrin's outfits, not Leandrin, sorry, Lanfear's outfits in this? Totally awesome. And I'm liking the sweatback hair too.
Yeah. Like she's just like what's her face from the Eurythmics and when she's been killing me.
Annie Lennox.
Annie Lanfear.
Great one.
Annie Lanfear.
Oh man, that's totally true.
You know, just the actor that plays Rena, they are just so good at like being shitty. Like the cruelty masked as compassion to like manipulate is the most fucked. I don't know if there's anybody in the world that this doesn't land with a little bit. And that act, you know, the actress plays Rena, just killing it.
Gaslighting.
It just hurts, dude. It hurts like, oh, I'm gonna wash you and then Gwen's just like, I'm still gonna kill you.
Yeah. And she's able to say it without getting punched at, like, she was able to sit there and put her hand out without, you know, getting knocked back because what she really wanted to do.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. The fact that she said, I'll still kill you, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, was still able to be calm enough to put her hands out and talk to her for a second. I'm kind of glad they're following through with the rescue of Egwene. For a minute there, I thought they were just going to, like, bump her power up. Like, she was going to be able to, like, blast the collar off or something crazy like that.
Yeah. There is a point later when there is a person who removes the collar by using the true power. And, you know, I was like, they better not let Egwene do that because she's the embodiment of the light. So she would never touch the true power.
What a sweetheart. And she was braiding her hair, too, when Rena left. Yeah.
I was going to say, she's braiding her hair. Like, that's call back to, like, the Two Rivers, like, stubbornness.
Yeah.
Just like, you can't fuck with me.
I'm going to choke you to death with my fucking braided hair.
And, well, I have a question for you, too, Justin. Loghain, what of the fact that Lan asks him, what do you see when you look at Moraine? And he says that you can still see the male weaves.
Right.
And he tells him that he can see what's going on, that she's been shielded.
Right. What do you mean, what do I think of it? In what way?
Well, he's not supposed to be able to because he's cut off. He's been gentled.
Well, I mean, we obviously know that's not true because he can see Rand channeling.
Yeah.
That's part of his talent is that he can. And I think they're doing that so that they can set up what's going to happen to him later.
Think so?
Yeah, because I think it would be too weird to just be like, it's gone, now it's back, and you're all good, and maybe it's gone again, I don't know, but at least you're the same strength you were before. But some people do it, and then they're not as strong as before. Like, I think it's too much juxtaposition and too in-depth. Like, it's why certain things, like certain deeper aspects, like, you know, I'm really kind of starting to maybe agree with you that the fin will be cut at least partially, if not completely. I hope they find a way to get them in, but, you know, at this point, it might be too much.
I don't think it could be too much. I think that there is a way that you could do it, but not the way that they're having the story go.
Right. And the further we get along, the less I see it, you know, Matt really being in like the tower, and that whole awesomeness is going to have to go away. So do you think, so Varen comes in, she says something, she's kind of like, you need to lend your strength to protect, God, I can't say it right. Kyrian. God damn it. I don't know why I can't get that right.
We're going to spell that out phonetically for you.
Karin. Sounds like Karen, but with an I. Kyrian. What she says, you know, she needs you to defend the city, and then
she says the Amaryllis requires your strength to protect the city. I've been told to watch the boy.
Right.
This is an order, Lianne Sedai.
Right. And she, but you know, then Moraine says immediately, oh, you chose your words carefully. I mean, I'm sorry, like those words aren't carefully enough. I would have some serious questions about Varen's motivations, and Moraine's just kind of like, okay.
The Amaryllis requires your strength to protect the city. I've been told to watch the boy. So someone told her to watch the boy.
She didn't say who.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was a little weird. I thought Moraine just was kind of like, would have a little bit more of an issue with it.
I don't think she has time to take issue with it right now.
I suppose so.
Even if she's like, I don't know what the motivation is here. But at this point, well, they're going to the fucking Waygate with Lanfear. So she's got bigger fish to fry. Holy shit. Going, really?
Well, and that's the fact that Moraine's like, okay, let's do it. You know, like, all right. We're going to go with Lanfear. I'm like, what? Like, there's some contradictions in me with that in a couple of ways, but not really. Because later on in the books, Lanfear gets really fucking meddlesome. Those like Scooby-Doo kids meddlesome. Like, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. Because she starts to do stuff really against the Dark One's wishes and kind of starts to play her own game at the end. And you could clearly see that she's already doing that right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's like I said, there's a lot of things that are like very divergent from the books, but I'm also like, okay.
Yeah, they're definitely not like wasting time pretending like somebody is all in on something that they're not all in on.
Right.
They're like, everyone is fucking suspect. Like at this point, we have every reason to think that Moraine is suspect if you've never read the
books. Dude, I was like, I even had a note like, man, is Suana Darkfriend or as maybe... Like, you know, she was gone for a long time. Did she get replaced by one of the Forsaken, like Grindel or someone? That would be why Lanfear didn't kill her right there. You know, like, I'm starting to, like, think deeply. I'm like, wait a minute. Because, like, Grindel in the books remains hidden to our main characters for a really long time. And so does a couple of the Forsaken. So I'm wondering, you know, if she was gone for a while, could she be someone else entirely at this point?
Yeah, I thought that for just a second when she was alone with Ran. I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
That's not Suan.
What did you guys think of Ran, like cutting Moraine's shield?
I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't hate that either.
I loved it. I thought it was very cool, and I thought the way they made him do it, like almost like poking at it, like I think it enhanced the danger. It's not like he took a blade and went really close and got it. It was like, okay, I gotta stab her right in that you better stab her right in that circle or she's going to die. You got to stab her right in the heart with that adrenaline or she's dead.
That's right.
Get my fucking little black medical book.
Prank caller.
I do wish it would have been way cooler if he had produced some like Edward Scissorhands to get it off. That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been great.
Like accidentally like cuts her hair really short. Like just, shouts. Sorry, I'm working it out. Sorry, Lan, shit, I cut your ponytail off. Fuck.
We know she looks good in a bob. That actress can rock a bob. I'd be fine with that.
No, it would have been hilarious if when Lan says, you can't untie it, you have to cut it. He reaches over, he grabs a sword. He's like, no, you dummy, with the one power.
Yeah, that would have been actually kind of cool. Like, I would not have.
Like, all right, like, okay.
So he's like looking at Lan, like, should I do cat prowls in the castle? Like, no, you idiot.
God, stupid kid.
I love Moraine's face when Lan says cut it. She's like, I addressed you mostly. I do love, like, as soon as it's off, though, she's like, it's like riding a bike. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, it's just like taking that rubber band off your arm when you release that heroin plunger.
It's exactly like that. And I know from so much experience that that's exactly what it's like. What? What are you even talking about?
Crazy.
Definitely dissension in the ranks. As far as, like, you know, you start to see, like, Varen comes in and Moraine's like, okay. And then Lanfear leaves. And then the Suan basically forcing Moraine. I mean, that's, like, in the books, that's kind of what I imagine compulsion kind of being, except compulsion almost seems less fucked up because the person doesn't realize that they're doing something against their will.
Oh, yeah.
They just think that they're doing it because they love that. They're devoted to that person who is compulsing them. Like, Moraine knows exactly how fucked up Swan's being by making her do it. And she realizes it's not like she realizes she's making her do it against her will. And she's like, that's very not Aes Sedai of you. That's the one thing that makes me believe that she's not a Forsaken, because that moment between them was harsh.
And I liked it. And I thought for a second that they were going to be like, oh, Moraine fights off the Othrod power. And I was like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I was like,
don't do that.
I was like, please no. Or like runs up. I thought Moraine was actually maybe going to like run up and stab her.
That would have been funny.
I really thought one of them was going to die in that scene.
Yeah.
I really thought one of them was going to die.
I'm really surprised.
Oh, Moraine got her power back. And
yeah, like, I love you so much, Suan, but this is bigger than you. So.
Yep. And I'm going to fucking. Or Rand. I thought Rand might walk up and just be like.
I thought Lanfear was going to show up at the end. And I thought that there was a real possibility that she could kill Suan. Or.
I thought she was going to kill one of them more than anything else.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, you're holding the shield?
Is she keeping Suan? Because she said, I don't remember what she said, but like a hurt.
She said a broken Amerlin's better than a dead Amerlin.
Right. Is that so she can eventually take over? Like she can pretend?
Or just puppet her, you know, compulsion. Who knows?
Yeah.
We have no idea. We have no idea what they're going to do with this TV show.
Jeremy knows. He's just not telling.
I'm not mad at it. I'm pretty happy with them getting to where it needed to be for book four, third season.
Again, it's way better than this first season.
Yeah. And this is like, this episode was good, and like, we're diverting from the book, but we're doing shit. So just like,
yeah.
Let us do our thing and let's have some fun. And I'm not mad at it.
I do have a question though, Justin. Why every time Rand gets shielded, does he have to go to his knees? He's like, oh, I shielded again, down to his knees. Every time. He's done it three times.
Maybe it's like something like, it's this. Shield is so tight, like, it makes him have diarrhea, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, tummy cramps.
Oh, shit, I'm gonna shit.
I knew I shouldn't have had that ice cream.
Like, when you just get, like, straight, Jack, like...
Maybe it makes him kind of, like, sick, you know, like, to be cut off from the power a little bit.
Nah, like, he's not going, like, what, or anything like that. He's just,
but
like...
But it's gotta be weak. It's gotta just weaken you in general. It's gotta make you want to just be like, holy shit, I can't even hold this body up right now, like...
It's like getting kicked in the nuts, and then you want to kind of throw up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like, ow.
That sounds exactly like Rand.
Ow.
Then you get really mad.
He's like Peter when he trips and falls and hits his knees. He's like,
ah.
All right, boys, final thoughts. I'm excited for the next episode. This one's a little short, everyone out there. But, you know, this one is a good episode, but, you know. This is going to be a fucking great episode to commentary. I'm already excited to commentary this episode.
Yeah, so much good stuff in it.
As a reaction, it's just like, yeah, shit's happening. Let's see what happens.
I hope they bring it home.
It feels like someone who started to run downhill and they're stumbling a little bit, but it's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, and we're catching up, you know? It's like you kind of said, it's a lore catch-up, it's a dump. The preview stuff, you see Nynaeve in full Sul'dam gear, like makeup and everything. Did you guys catch that?
Oh, no.
Yes, I did see that.
Yes, it was fucking hot as fuck. And then you see even Egwene with the, like, she's got, like, the eyeliner, the, you know, deep dark eyeliner on. So those are the two things that I really noticed the most. And you're going to just, obviously, we see Rand. Rand looked like he was injured, and it looked to me as if it was a green coat person holding him. So I'm thinking Donal.
Yeah, but do you know what he says at the end? Did you hear what he says?
What?
Who are you?
Oh, yeah, who are you? Who do we think he's talking to?
I have no idea. No idea.
Oh, I know who it is.
Lay it on us.
Give it your best guess, Jeremy. Who's going to be important that's got to show up?
You think it's Asmodian?
We'll find out next week.
Oh, fuck you. I got two guesses. I say it's probably Elaine because he's like, who are you? But I'm hoping maybe...
Or Avienda.
Nah, maybe. I'm thinking Cutswan.
Oh, you think so?
We've got two name drops of her this season already.
Okay. That's a great guess. I would have never even thought of that. That's a great guess, actually.
Really? You didn't think Katsuan already, huh?
No. No.
Even with the two name drops already, okay. All right. Yeah, I just see, like, you know what? We better get ready for Rand's suffering because I think he's going to have a real suffery face on. Also, I don't know if we're going to get like a flicker thing, but I did see some stuff about Jafar Rannikins said that something about Yosha had to practice a lot with the prosthetics.
Okay.
Maybe playing Janduin or an old version of himself, like when he's rotting away in the flicker.
I don't know.
It's the Edward Scissorhands.
It is not. That is, I don't like it.
I hope you really enjoyed your psychedelics because that's all you're getting. That was it. That's what he's talking about.
No, it's not. That is not nearly it. There wasn't even.
It's 100%. He was talking about
that. They were
talking
about visual psychedelics, not like.
And they had it. He was like looking at his hands and they were all like, woo, woo, look, bro.
Danny saw himself hanged and drowning people, drowning his own.
You look forward to it. Now you're so happy.
I'm tripping out, man. I'm tripping out.
Thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight. We have an episode up there, people. $3 a month. We're going to do an episode every month. We don't want to keep any Wheel of Time information behind a paywall. So we're going to be doing other fantasy movies. So this month we did the new Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves. It was a lot of fun. We even talked about the movie a little bit. So check it out at patreon.com/thankthelight. And if you want to get a head start, next month we're doing The Princess Bride. And the month after that, we're doing whatever movie you want. Go join patreon.com/thankthelight and tell us what we're going to be watching next. If you like the show and would like to continue to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Patreon. Tell a friend about Patreon too. Tell a friend about Thank the Light. And then when they're like, that was good, I like those guys, I want more out of them, then have them check out the Patreon. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parched Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parched Ailman. Send us questions and comments to thankthelight@gmail.com. Please, we want to hear how you guys are liking Season 2. We're whipping through these after shows. We're going to do a deep dive on some commentaries after this. And on that note, I cries like thunder and burns like sun.
And all I have to say is, water? All this water? I'm making Maiden Hand talk.
One gesture. Four paragraphs.
And Jeremy is subtitling it. My trailer smells like farts. That's what Jess had just signed.
That's absolutely right. How did man, you're good.
My pit bull is sitting right next to me, so you may not be wrong.
Jess was like, you never said it was my farts.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the next episode. I hope they bring it home. A little disappointed with this episode, but I see room for improvement. I see how they can get to where they want to go, and I hope they get there. And main thing is, I hope they're setting themselves up for a great third season, because second season, you're still coming off of that horrible ending to the first season, which was not all their fault. I understand. So you're still coming out of that. Get to the third season. Let's see what happens. And if they kill it in the third season, everything's forgiven.
Yeah.
If they kill it in this last episode, everything's forgiven.
Can I say, can the next episode be good enough to where you're like, yep, it's all good now?
Absolutely. I think they could make it good enough to where I would be like, that was an A season.
Woo!
Just because it all came through. You can do that. Absolutely you can.
Yeah, Bill, if you're building towards...
No, I know you can do that. Can that happen for you, sir?
It can happen.
I use the term sir very loosely. Dear sir.
All right, Amazon, do it for Jeremy.
For once.
That's hilarious. I bet he couldn't do it again if he wanted to.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Oops, I farted.
Oh.